Hey, it's Marilyn here at the PA for the open mic session, which is operating today in conjunction with GBA, who are holding their annual fundraiser. Have with me two great musicians. One is James. Hello, James.
Oh, how are you?
Good. And Ken, how are you, Ken?
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Good.
Can you tell me why you came to the open mic? What do you like about open mics?
Open mic, to me, it's like playing music to express myself through feelings of music. It opens my heart. That's why sometimes if I sing a song, it's through my heart. Some people cry, some people just laugh. Depends on what the song I'm singing.
Is an open mic one of the ways you get to perform?
Yes, that's where I started. Back to 2010, I used very shy person. Then I there's a competition of Goa country music, and I compete on that, and I won male vocal 2010 in Goa country music.
Oh, well done! That's excellent. And Ken, what about you? What attracts you to an open mic?
Well, I think it's the variety. You hear so many different types of music, so many different modes of expressing it.
Yes.
And I just love music of any type. And that sort of gives you the opportunity to hear and feel music from lots of different people.
Well, it's certainly true that you get all ages, all different types. Crafty is very good organisational skills.
Yes. You learn from other musicians.
Yes. Yeah. So are there other open mic places close by?
There's one in Playford, and you started another open mic on May.
Yeah, there's one in Playford in Newley Road, which is on the third Saturday in every month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just beginning a new one in Roseworthy, in the Roseworthy Elders Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
Starting in May, on the first Saturday morning in May.
So the first Saturday morning?
Well, for the first Saturday in May, it goes from 11 to 4.
Oh, right, that's quite a long time.
Mm.
Yes, because sometimes you've got 20 people,
yeah.
20 singers, 20 musicians that arrive on that. So sometimes you got 5 songs, sometimes you only get 3 songs.
Yes.
And it goes round and round until 10 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah. What made you decide to start one in Roseworthy?
Well, we always used to have 2 before, every fortnight. One was in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out there just because we needed some more music.
Yes.
And that had to finish for some reason or other. And so we've been looking around for another venue. And I found this one in Roseworthy, which is only 100 yards from where I live.
It's handy.
And they seem to be very amenable to the idea. So it'll be starting in the first week in May.
Wow. That sounds exciting. Are you going to team it up with anything else, or like with drinks or food? Or?
Oh, there's always food. Everybody brings their own lunch because it's from 11 to 4.
Ah, yeah.
But there's no alcohol.
No.
And we just have a cup of tea and,
yeah.
And that's all provided. Cost you $4 to get in and listen and perform if you want to.
Yeah.
And you get all your tea and coffee free for that. Well, if you can call it free for $4.
Mm. Well, I think that's very good value for $4.
Yes. You can have as many cups as you like.
Yeah, it sounds excellent. Well, all the best with that, Ken. I hope it goes well.
Yes, I hope enough people will go that far. It's just maybe a little bit far for some people, but
yeah.
I don't think so. If they go to Virginia, they'll go there, I suppose.
I would hope so. I mean, yeah, Roseworthy's not far from Gawler at all.
No.
It's just a little hop, skip and jump.
Yes,
yeah.
I think it's the same distance with me. I live in Worsley.
Yep.
So Worsley and Gawler are probably the same distance.
Mm.
Mm. So, well, you'll have less distance to go than you would to the Newley Road one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
James, what was your background in music? How did you learn to sing? And
First of all, I don't know how to read music.
You can't, no.
I don't read music.
A lot of people seem to be able to play music without reading it.
My parents tried to introduce me to piano. I'm not interested to. So I learned a few days and said, I know, I don't want it. And my dad just chucked the piano into firewood. And I bought a guitar at home, and my dad says, no, you're not learning that. So I bought another guitar to take it to my uncle. So then that's it. And the Beatles came in. So I learned about, or through the Beatles songs.
Yes.
But how do they sing? Just listening to it. So through that is because when you buy song hits or song book, they already got chords on the top. The
lyrics. Yep.
That's, and you play it at the same time as the Beatles. So.
So you actually listened to them play while you had your guitar.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, that's a very interesting way to learn.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Because when the Beatles songs, it's all the lyrics in there, chords on the top.
Yes.
You want to do nice. Listen, how do they play it?
Yeah, that's interesting. Ken, how did you learn?
Well, about 72 years ago.
Yeah.
I was. I lived in the country town in north, way up north, and I was reading through the. From the rubbish dump up there, and I came across an old mouth organ.
From the rubbish dump?
Yeah. So I took it home and washed it out, sat there and learned to play it. And then about a couple of years later, my dad brought home a little accordion for me. And I didn't know anything about accordion anyway. I just learned it. I can't read music either. I just have an ear to do it, just like James has. Luckily.
Yeah.
And so that's the way I started.
Yeah, well, you're very, very accomplished now, so you've had a lifetime of practice and doing it.
When the music comes from your heart, it comes through the instrument that you're playing or through your mouth when you're singing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I think you're born with it.
I think you're right. Yes, I believe you are. And some of us are born without it.
Yeah, poor thing.
I was taught to play the piano, but it's not the same as someone who really has an ear for it and loves it. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, and I wish you all the best in your futures.
Thank you
very much.